cable giant Comcast offered today to buy the Walt Disney Company for $54 billion. The deal would combine Comcast's cable systems with the Disney film studios and theme parks, as well as ABC and ESPN. The Disney board says it'll carefully evaluate the offer. NPR's Kim Masters reports.
The Comcast offer is an unsurprising surprise. Industry observers have speculated for some years that Comcast might make a run at Disney once it digested a previous acquisition, AT&T Broadband. Now Comcast has moved ahead with an offer that Disney chairman Michael Eisner initially rejected without discussion. But Comcast's offer can't be dismissed easily. Disney has shown some signs of recovery recently. Just today it released stronger-than-expected first-quarter earnings. But the company's performance has been slumping for years. Josh Burnoff is an analyst with Forrester Research.
Disney's at a particularly vulnerable moment right now. Obviously, the shareholders are a little frustrated, some of them, with what's been going on there. And Comcast management looks very strong, so I think it's difficult to know whether the premium they've offered over the price is enough for those Disney shareholders.
Disney has many problems. With the annual meeting set for March 3rd, Eisner is being criticized on an almost daily basis by dissident former board members Roy Disney and Stanley Gold. Roy Disney, Walt's nephew, has complained that Eisner has lost the creative spark that energized the company for many years. And last month, Disney lost its deal with Pixar, the company that made an unprecedented string of animated hits, including Toy Story and Finding Nemo. Josh Burnoff.
I think Comcast looked at this deal at this particular moment and said, now is the time to move on this.
If the deal doesn't materialize, Burnoff says Disney, unlike its rivals, will be left without guaranteed access to millions of cable or satellite system subscribers.
And if you're News Corp or Time Warner, you have access to those subscribers. If you're Disney right now, you have to beg Comcast for access to those subscribers, and that's a vulnerable position to be in.
Burnoff says shareholders must also consider that there isn't likely to be another bidder. So shareholders must decide not simply whether they want to take their chances on current Disney management, but also about the future of the industry. Meanwhile, dissidents Stanley Gold and Roy Disney kept up their campaign of criticism today. They did not take a position on the proposed merger, but Gold urged the Disney board to act, quote, in the best interest of shareholders, not in the best interest of Michael Eisner, close quote. He added that the dissident arguments were strongly validated by Comcast's damning analysis of how it could improve Disney operations in many areas. For example, Steve Burke, head of Comcast's cable division, had this to say at a press conference today.
Since about 1999, the Disney animated studios have not produced the kind of quality product, and our feeling is that the Disney animation business is absolutely central to the heart of what the Walt Disney Company is.
The chorus of criticism might be working on Disney shareholders, but Jeff Chester of the Center for Digital Democracy says the federal government should not permit the deal.
Comcast now dominates the U.S. cable television market. You cannot get a channel on the cable unless Comcast gives you the thumbs up.
Chester predicts that a Comcast-Disney merger will face strong opposition from consumer groups and other cable companies. But he says Comcast and its top executives have been big contributors to the GOP.
Clearly, Comcast is taking a gamble here. It thinks that, given a sympathetic Bush administration, it can get this merger through in time.
Disney contented itself today with a terse statement that it was evaluating the Comcast bid. For the time being, the company is urging its shareholders to do nothing. Kim Masters, NPR News, Los Angeles.